You talked about adherence, and there's been a lot of attention placed on that in terms of other oral therapies in oncology, capecitabine, but also the aromatase yes. inhibitors. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of weird because, at least to me, and I think a lot of people, that a lot of the studies, when they look at pill counts or the amount of medicines used with adjuvant hormonal therapy, find that, you know, a lot of people are not taking their medicine. Do you think that's really happening?
I do believe that. I think there is some prejudice within the oncology healthcare community that they're perhaps more worried about over-adherence with patients, which we've seen by patients not reporting neuropathy so they don't go off their paclitaxel therapy, for example. But I believe that there are other strategies and barriers to patient adherence with oral therapy, even in oncology. Obviously, there are studies within the cardiovascular world and with TB studies where these drugs significantly added to patient benefit, quality of life, and survival, and patients still were not adherent to therapy. Some things that patients have told me, even with anti-estrogen therapies, tamoxifen, well, I just didn't want to get all those symptoms of menopause, so I thought if I just take a little bit. Again, area for education. Aromatase inhibitors. I had a big affair coming up this weekend, and the AI I'm on makes my bones and my muscles ache. So I did really well by taking the short holiday. So now the next time I'm going to go on vacation for a week, and I'm not going to take it. So then the next time it becomes easier and easier to not take it. And these are psychological things that need constant reinforcement. With oral agents, we perhaps in nursing don't have the tight paradigm that we have for IV therapy where we are in control. The patient takes that pill themselves. They control the actual administration. And so to educate them about the benefits on a regular basis and make sure you have some strategy for monitoring that in patients, we can quickly identify barriers for patient adherence, side effects, psychosocial issues, economic issues. But it requires constant interview and constant relationship with the patient. So now we've kind of developed with all these new agents, and certainly we know in the future there's going to be many, many more oral agents in the oncology world. We've developed this strategy of kind of making a patient contract. Use that good relationship, that immediate relationship and bond we're able to form with patients to say, let's talk about this and let's contract that if you develop barriers to taking your medication, we'll come back and talk about those.
I heard a great practical suggestion recently, Dr. Lisa Carey. We were talking about adherence, and she said, you know, I have this question I ask my patients. I ask them, how many times have you missed your medicines in the last week? And I thought, that's really good. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, because instead of saying, well, are you taking your medicine or more generic, it's just how many pills have you missed? Have you ever thought about doing that?
Absolutely. And with the ALTO trial that you mentioned, our large adjuvant HER2-positive trial, worldwide trial, we developed a quality of life questionnaire and an oral compliance questionnaire where we're actually trying to understand when patients are taking their medications, why they miss, if they miss, and what perhaps some of the implications of that will be. And so I think directly asking a question, not just are you taking it, yes or no, when do you take it, how much do you take, if you missed a dose, why? Just asking very simple questions assists in that.
We're talking about recurrence or not, a major event that we're trying to avoid here. And actually now, at least in terms of the endocrine therapy, now we may be talking about 10 or 15 years of treatment. You know, I think the whole concept of ER-positive breast cancer has changed over the last few years. We always sort of had this feeling, well, people can recur later. But I think in terms of really getting a feel for what that risk is and how great it is and the fact that probably more recurrences occur after 5 years in ER-positive breast cancer. So now you have the challenge of keeping people compliant or adherent to therapy for 10 or 15 years.
And I think really it goes back to we're not sure the extent of the problem. You know, Ann Partridge has done a lot of work in that area looking at some of these issues. And I think one of the first things to do, and the ONS has launched an effort to do this, is to actually try to understand if this is a problem. And then understand the barriers to adherence and then develop interventions to work on those issues.